This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, let's go. So we're up to Simen Ches Halocha Hey, Sif Hey. Says the Mechaber, Mevarech Lehisatev Butzitzis. You make the bracha Lehisatev Butzitzis. Says the Mishnah Bura, Butzitzis B'Shva Tachas HaBeis. It's not Batzitzis, it's Butzitzis. So he quotes in Dershon Note 13, that's not what the Bach says, and the Yavitz and the Shlo, the Atzis Achaim, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, they say Batzitzis. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, you say Nisatev B'tzitzis with a Shva. Now, says the Mechaber, Im Shnayim Eshleisha Mitzatfim B'talas Ka'achas. If two or three people are in Shul, and they're all putting on their talis at the same time, Pirush B'pamachas, Kulam Mevachim, they all make their own brachas. V'imrotzu Echad Mevarech V'acherim Ya'anu Amen. And if they want, one person can make the bracha and can be Meitzi the others. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, really, if everyone's putting on their tefillin, one person can make the bracha for them, and he can be made to all of them. But the Mechaber says that each one should make their own bracha. Ka'achas, Pirush, says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis, kol echod misatif betalis miyuchud, every person should has got their own talis, and they should bepam achas nasu kol atifas, they're all sort of putting on their talisim at the same time. La'afuchei achak kadei dibur. He's saying that what you could do is one person could be moitzi them and can make the bracha, and that excludes kadei dibur and the birchos that have a hefsek. Because if one person makes the bracha and then another guy, the second person goes and gets a coffee or goes and schmoozes or whatever, that's a hefsek and that won't work. But tzarich kol echad levarich la'atzmo, and then every person would have to do it for themselves. How much is kadei dibur? It's machlekas whether it's the time to say three words or four words. Shalom aleichem, Rebbe. Or Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umayri. It's very negligible difference between the two. But the Mishnah Berurah says that the shir should be three, we're going to see later on, should be three tevas, which is a very small amount of time. Interestingly, what if one person is making the bracha and he's being waiting to other people? Let's say in the case of a Sofik, I can't remember if you made a bracha or whatever it may be. And so one person has been waiting to the other. And you, the second person, you're not actually wrapping on your talus straight away, but you're checking your tzitzis, or you're being involved in this. Is that considered the hefsek? You're not having a coffee and schmoozing. So he says at the end of the Dershu note number 14, the cholzek shemishtoy misrasha batifas afalis. You're just hanging around. In a maskal isasig, but you're not beginning to get involved in putting your talis on. And lach kadei dibur shech bracha ulam hamisasig bebedikas tzitzis v'chadayme kosav agon shem zam arbach shelach ere in a choshev hefsek. If you're looking at your tzitzis, you're untangling them, whatever. That's not considered the hefsek. That's okay. All right, let's carry on. And then he says, "V'tzorich kol echol levarich la'atzma va'ayin lekamon simen reish vav sif gimel." Now there, in Dirshu footnote 15, he says, but he quotes the Magen Avraham and other Achrayim, "Shelachatchila lo yafsik b'shtika bein berchos lebein ha'maisa." Generally speaking, you're not allowed to speak between making the brach and doing the ma'isa. Or b'di'evad, lo yisiach da'it b'neim ein tzorich lachsav levarich. B'di'evad. But if there was a gap, then but you didn't speak. If you're not mesiach das, then you don't have to make a new bracha. Okay, yud gimel v'imrotzu, which means that if they want to, if imrotzu was the lashon echod mevarech v'acher miyano, one person can make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'imrotzu miloshen zeh mashma the yosef tov shekolim mevarchu. The implication is that it's better that each person makes their own bracha on their talus or on their tefillin, whatever it is. But be'emes adirabba, l'chatchila yosef she'echod yivarech v'yitzelchem. On the contrary, maybe the converse is true, that one person should make the bracha on behalf of all of them. Mishum v'rovam hadras melech. Tonight, if you've got a choice of going to the Megillah, you've got a choice. Do you go to a big shul where there's lots of people, or do you go to a smaller place? V'rovam hadras melech, sheikh. And you should go to a place where there's lots of people. But this is not our minute nowadays. We all make our own brachas on our talis. Because sometimes we're not always so expert in the halachas of the moitzi others. There are quite a lot of rules. But I'm b'shai tshuva. Even if the other people are baki, the person who's going to be having mind to be moitzi, and you've got to have in mind to be yetzer. An amazing thing. Let's say you've already put on your tefillin, or you put on your talis, and you want to be ready to other people because they're not bekiyim or whatever it may be, then you can do that, even though I've already made my bracha. So someone walks into shul, is, you know, he's not able to make the bracha, I can make a bracha for him. Why? To kol Yisrael arevim zeh bozeh. Ach yesh, yeah, now that's a big chiddush, by the way. The kol Yisrael arevim zeh bozeh, why? He says in the bat, in the footnotes at the back, well, the chiddush is, we know with kiddush, the mashal. Someone comes in, and they haven't made kiddush yet, on Shabbos morning, you know, the first thing is someone who can't make their own kiddush, or they're not comfortable to do so. So you can be made mitzvah them. Why? Because of arvus. They haven't made kiddush as if you haven't made kiddush. But that's in brichas ha-mitzvahs. Yeah, but that's where there's a chiyuv to make. But what about tzitzis? Well, there's no chiyuv to put on tzitzis. It's a mitzvah's kiyum. It's not a mitzvah's chiyuvis. But in the back he says, but Shlomo Zalman, he says, but bevir kiddush b'din zeh, there's no obligation. With tefillin, you can't go there without putting on tefillin. With tzitzis, if you haven't got a dalet kampus, you have to put on, right? We all do it, of course. We wouldn't dream of not putting on tzitzis or talis, but we all do it. But in kain, there's no brach in arvus. If you want to have a piece of cake, yeah, I can't be mate to you and then you eat it if I'm not having it myself. But if there's no arvus in brachas hanenin, so then he says, the Prima Godim says, Shabirchas Amenin, Eina Chayva ala Odom, Mishum Shaloi Lisani Levela Livach, just don't get Hanon, don't make a bracha. Then Kain, Hoya Mokum Loma, Shafir Chasitz, is Layuchum Misha in Mokhiv, Lahitzi Samokhiv, the Kamash Melon, the Shaf Pasitz is Yeshtin Arvus. The Yochum Misha in Mokhiv, Lahitzi Samokhiv, Afa Pisha Kwa Yotso. That's the Chibish. Okay, let's carry on. Where are we? But you can say, so who could you make the bracha for talis? Only someone who is not a baki in it. If you look in the Shatzin in Chaf Aleph, he says, the Morgan Avraham, and he's quoting the Trum Sedeshin, and he quotes the Artzis Chaim, who says, the Medina Yochel Itziach, Lechatchila HaMitzvah Shivarach Ba'atzmei. And that's what we should do. Lechatchila, so for example, Shabbos morning Kiddush, you ask them, you know, you make Kiddush. If they don't want to, then you'll be made to them. Okay, let's carry on. Kosova Prima Godin. In Kama Anoshim Konu Talisim Chadoshim, but also Bohem Sitzis, Veloi Birchu Shechionu. Let's say a bunch of people got a whole bunch of, there was an offer, and everyone's got a new talis. So now, you've got two brachas to make. You've got Lisatef Basitzis, and you've got Shechionu. So can one person be Moitzi the other person in the Sitzis and in the Shechionu? So says the bottom here, in Kama Anoshim Konu Talisim Chadoshim, but also Bohem Sitzis, Veloi Birchu Shechionu, the Mavachim Bit of Rishon, but the bracha of Shechionu, everyone should make for themselves. What about Tzkiya Shefa? Tzkiya Shefa, the person makes the Shechionu with him as well. The teretz is, they say, again, he quotes in the back, the difference is this. With Tzkiya Shefa, it's a bracha on the mitzvah. And that's one person's being waiting. There's the new, we haven't yet had Tekiah Shofar this year. But when it comes to a new Levush, it's your personal Hanah. So I can't be waiting to your Shechionu because you haven't, this is your Begad. And therefore everyone should make their own Shechionu. Okay, let's carry on. Tesvov, Yanu Amen. After Belav Hochitzorak Lanus Amen Achakol Bracha. You need to make a Bracha Amen anyway after each Bracha. Mikol Mokam. If I'm being made to you, you know, tell us the chiv is there's more of a chiv to make it to say amen. Because that shows you're being yotzer. If I make a bracha for your talis, then b'di'evad you're still yotzer. Good. Halacha vav. Al talis katan yochel levarach lisatif. You can make the bracha of lisatif on a talis cotton that you wear under your shirt. Afa pishen misatif aloisha, you're wearing it, you're not wrapping yourself in it. The yesh oimim says the Rama, shemavarchim alav al mitzvah sitzis v'chein nagin ve'in hashanah. So that's our minhag. On the sitzis we put under our shirt, for those who don't wear a talis, they should make the bracha of al mitzvah sitzis. Whether you make two brachos or not, we'll see soon, but that's coming up. El Loifshay says the Mishnah Berurah Avda in Sifkot and Tezayin. Va'brochi his lehisatef nusach abrochi kachu kumar leishiv asuka. Ve'in l'shanas i.e. hanu betalis kotton shalom she'in misatfin boy. That which we just put on, we don't actually wrap around us. Avol betalis kotton she'misatef boy that we mentioned in Sif Gimel. Yochel lechatchila levarich lisatef. But the evidence berach bechol talis kotton lisatef v'shberach al talis gadol al mitzvah sitzis yotzer. Very important that if you by mistake made the broch al mitzvah sitzis on your talis gadol. your yaitza. But that the in levarich al talis kot nashia al kol ponim or kasholish revi amal chotzad. It's got to be at least 3/4 of amos on each side. The neck of ben hatzav base hatzavar, the hole in the middle where you put your head through, ain olim min anunyan, doesn't count to that measure. The gamshia pasuach ruba should be open fully. But anshi ma'ase nagin amal mefer ve'amal lefrem and amal each side, not 3/4. I'm mishtabur be'alocha simin tetzayin mashikasafti oid minyan zeh. That will get to Mr. Shem later on. Let's just do one more halacha. Tzorich lahafrid chutei hatzitzis zemizeh halacha zayin. You've got to separate the strands of the tzitzit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, zemizeh kol chut b'fnei atzma shelo yuhu mesubachin ach echo b'fer chaver. They shouldn't be all tangled up. The im nishtah elov v'beis haknesses. If you untangling your tzitzis is going to delay you from going to shul. They say it's part of me. It's part of a tzibur. Because I'm going to from tzorich l'dat b'zeh. But I'm v'halacha. Take a look at that first b'halacha. Tzorich lahafrid. I'm the Mishnah Berurah. Kama shekolsu im nishtah. The time I'm going to from me. Why aren't we makbid on this? Because our tzitzis today is just a zecher for the tchelis, which we don't have nowadays. You're going to separate the tchelis from the lovon, from the white strings. The Gaon says you've got to do it even nowadays. If it's all tangled up, your sits is all tangled up, the strings, you shouldn't make a broch on it. And into the cost of Arizal, cost of Roshe Tevas, sits is Roshe Tevas, Tzadik Yafrid Sitzis Tomid. Tzadik separates his sitzis fully. Let's just do Ches. It'll take 1 minute. Yechavim b'hisatva. This is really important. Yechavim b'hisatva. When you put on your tzitzis, what's your kavana? Bechutzei sitzis. Sorry. Yechavim b'hisatva. She tzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'satzif b'y kadesh nizkar kol mitzvos of la'aseisa. We have in mind, u'isem aso zachartim es kol mitzvos Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah important. V'zel milvat la'kavana shetzorach l'chavim b'vishal ha'kayim es tzitzis. That's aside from the general kavana that I now have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. I should also have in mind I'm fulfilling all the mitzvahs of the Torah. The kosel avach shekein adim b'tfilin v'sukkah. Generally speaking, with mitzvahs, you've got to have in mind I'm now fulfilling the mitzvah. The three exceptions are tzitzis, sukkah, and tefillin. Af the b'shar mitzvahs yotze af b'lem echavim b'davar ki im k'sha'is mitzvah l'shem Hashem sh'sivul aseh. So you have a general mitzvah. I'm fulfilling the rotzon Hashem. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah Hashem. Hanach shami. These three are different. The tzitzis k'siv l'man tizkru, the tefillin l'man tiyatras Hashem b'ficha, the sukkah l'man yideyiv d'arseichem. And therefore, you need in these three the additional kavana. Mikol makom nira. Then So with these three, two mitzvahs, two kavanas, one to have the fulfillment and fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, tefillin, or sukkah, plus the additional specific mitzvah in tzitzis by fulfilling all the mitzvahs of the Torah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.